This is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Consumer Product Safety Commission estimated that in 2016 there were 14,700 holiday decorating related injuries treated in emergency rooms, an average of 240 per day during November and December. Another federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot deny federal law enforcement funds to cities and states who have declared themselves as immigrant sanctuaries for not cooperating with federal immigration authorities. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality has denied C&H Hog Farms a new operating permit. This has been a focus of campaigning by environmental groups for several years for polluting. The U.S. has now become the world's largest oil producer this year. Honduran courts found seven men guilty of killing indigenous environmental leader Berta Cáceres. Her family and her organization were displeased because business leaders who were involved were not implicated. Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, is sinking fast due to flooding and sea level rising. About 95% of North Jakarta could be underwater by 2050. The government is now building a 32-kilometer seawall to protect the city. A 2010 study found that physicians spent about 2 hours doing computer work for every hour spent face-to-face with a patient. A researcher has found that today's young adults are 2.5 times as likely to be abstinent as Gen Xers were at that age, with 15% reporting no sex until adulthood and are on course to have fewer sex partners than members of the two preceding generations. Most of the 3.9 billion people in the world who are still offline are women. In Africa, only 12% of women are online, and in the developing world, women's access to the internet is 25% below that of men. Another weekend of riots and demonstrations in Paris protested the gas taxes and Macron government. Since 2008, roughly a third of major U.S. metro areas lost a greater percentage of white-collar jobs than blue-collar jobs. Michael Bloomberg, billionaire former mayor of New York City, spent $44 million on television ads in the midterms and $12 million on digital ads in support of House candidates. His record was 21 wins to 3 losses. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.